Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. It's time for Mornings in Michigan, our new series about morning rituals from across our state. For a lot of our listeners, tomorrow is this week's second major holiday. The University of Michigan and Ohio State will play their 114th football game at noon in Ann Arbor. To find out what it's like inside Michigan Stadium on the morning of a game, Morning Edition producer Lauren Talley and I went behind the scenes before the Wolverines hosted Rutgers last month. Today, instead of players and coaches, you'll hear from some of the more than 400 staff members and volunteers who get the big house ready to welcome more than 100,000 fans. I met one of the early arrivals in a stadium elevator.
Can I ask you your name?
I'm Ruth.
What's your last name, Ruth?
Brown, just like the color. Go blue!
Ruth Brown is a fixture in this elevator, shuttling guests, staff, and reporters where they need to go. I asked her what she likes about being here early.
Seeing the sunrise over top of the Michigan Stadium on the morning of the Michigan-Ohio State game, that's about as close to a religious moment as I've ever had. When you stop and think of the stadium and how hallowed it is, it reminds me of the legends of Michigan football. It's moving.
Today, Brown arrived at 6:45, more than 3 hours before the gates even open. 5 hours before every kickoff, the managers from several departments meet to discuss the day's plan.
All right, great. So we'll get started here. So
today's meeting starts at 7 a.m. with an overview from events manager Jay Brummel.
Weather forecast today. Chance of rain has dropped at kickoff, so that's good news.
7:07 a.m., the meeting ends.
All right, let's have a great day. Go Blue.
7:10, head football equipment manager Sonny Anderson is back near the locker room. Last night, his staff touched up the paint on the Wolverines' maize and blue helmets by hand. Now they're prepping the rest of the gear.
Jerseys on the shoulder pads, specific gloves out, their right game cleats. Really just try to take care of them so they don't have to think whatsoever.
Hey, you got the checklist?
7:51 a.m. We're in the tunnel entrance to the stadium, and they're loading gallons of water onto a cart that's being pulled by a John Deere tractor.
The water for players travels through this tunnel, and so does everything and everyone going to the field. Unlike a lot of stadiums, the Big House only has one tunnel. Kurt Swoboda runs communications for the Michigan Athletic Department. He says that means they have to tightly choreograph the traffic.
Getting groups onto the field for performances or recognition has a certain rhythm. How the teams take the field is dictated by the tunnel.
8:30. By now, Senior Facilities Manager Paul Dunlop and his crew have been here for more than 3 hours. They're in charge of everything from grooming, yes, grooming the artificial turf, to prepping the bathrooms. And the electricity. That was a problem for one of Dunlop's predecessors when it cut out in part of the stadium before a game in 2012.
We were able to get it partially repaired, and that's about as challenging a situation as you'll ever experience, losing power.
That clock's never ticking quite as fast as those days.
For sure.
9:06. I leave the stadium to see the tailgating that's been in full swing for hours just across the street. For Flint residents Major and Jackie White, the noon kickoff means the pregame beverages start flowing early.
You don't have as long to drink.
Huh? It's a sprint, not a marathon.
Mark Merrick of Canton and his wife have had season tickets for 36 years. Early mornings are a family tradition.
Well, we generally bring our grandson. He's 8 years old, and he loves to get up early. He thinks he's camping. He helps us set the canopies up, get the heaters going. And these aren't weekend memories. These are lifetime memories when you come to a U of M game.
U of M radio announcers Jim Brandstatter and Dan Dierdorf were Wolverine's teammates nearly 50 years ago. They get to the press box well ahead of the game, but like the fans, they start their day outside the stadium.
First thing we do is we get up and we go to a tailgate and we visit our friends, and a lot of the former teammates of ours and former players come over to say hello.
Tell the truth.
We're both terrified of doing a game on an empty stomach.
Roughly 2 hours before game time, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines arrive on buses from the team hotel. Then at 10 a.m. sharp, fans start trickling in as the gates open.
Yay!
The following items are
open! It's opening!
10:25. On a cold October morning, concessions workers are hawking warm drinks.
Get your hot chocolate there!
The kitchen staff makes about 9,000 cups of hot chocolate for a cold weather game. They also prepare more than 18,000 hot dogs and brats and more than 10,000 pretzels, which is why some employees showed up at 3 o'clock this morning. 10:44. Special teams players report to the field for warm-ups. 11:14. The full teams come on the field. Broadcaster Dan Dierdorf remembers the feeling.
Every one of those kids, they got a knot in their stomach right now. You realize where you are.
11:36, the teams leave the field. 11:38.
Good morning, and welcome to Michigan Stadium.
11:40, the band marches in. The Michigan Marching Band is longer than the stadium's tunnel. The tail end is practically in the parking lot. After the 400-plus members get on the field, they begin their first performance of the day. What? 11:44, Michigan alum James Earl Jones, a.k.a. Darth Vader, narrates a pump-up video.
This is the University of Michigan.
11:54:30, Michigan takes the field a minute before the opposing team. After the national anthem at 11:56:45, it's time for the coin toss.
It is tails. Rutgers won the toss.
12:01 p.m. After a long morning for the stadium staff, it's time for kickoff.
First and 10, Michigan.
And that's a typical morning on game day at Michigan Stadium. Lauren Talley contributed to our story. And now we want to hear from you. Share the sights and sounds of your mornings in Michigan. Find out how at michiganradio.org/mornings. While you're there, you can check out photos from our behind-the-scenes tour of the Big House and check out our first episode about early mornings at Greenfield Village. We'll be back next month with more Mornings in Michigan.